Gavin Findlay is the CEO of the New Zealand Food Network, and they recently surveyed 43 of its food hubs. That's food rescue organisations, iwi, food banks, charities, etc., about the state of their communities and to look into the ongoing consequences of inflation and COVID on essential food support services, especially for those who help local iwi. Gavin has been with the network after a long career spanning many different forms of mahi. He was formerly with the Royal Air Force based in the UK, but he spent time across the globe with vulnerable communities and individuals from right across the board, and it's great to have him with us today. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Gavin. Tēnā koe, and a warm welcome to I Te Rangi Wātea. Mauri ora.
Oh, yeah, Bill. Great to be here.
Thanks for your time today, Gavin. Look, tell us more about the survey. I'll leave you on stage there for a moment, if you'd be so kind, Gavin.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been going just over 2 years now, and we thought, you know, it was a really good time. Whilst we do a kind of annual touch point, it was a really good time just to really take stock and understand the community that we service and where their needs are, and really to understand what they're seeing on the front line in terms of required support and needs, and where their real sticking points are. So it was really, really pertinent. 75-80% of our hubs responded, and it's given us a real good understanding that whilst perhaps everybody thinks COVID is kind of over, the long-lasting effects of that pandemic, plus the increased cost of living in an inflationary environment that we're living in, really is still having a major impact on people's ability to put a decent, you know, plate of food on their table, which really is such a basic need for everybody. So it was really pertinent to understand that, and some of the information that's come out of that is going to really help us better service the communities that we want to support.
You know, we run a food bank out of our marae, Gavin. You're probably aware of that here at Ngāwhiri Wātea. And we don't look down our noses at people who find themselves in difficult circumstances. I'm not suggesting that others do, but it's just a reality. As inflation bites, as interest rates rise, as our incomes have been somewhat frozen, life is absolutely desperate for many. What would you say of iwi organisations and their involvement in distributing kai throughout our vulnerable communities?
Vital, Dale. You may tell from my accent, I'm from a bit on the other side of the globe, but I do remember back in some of the times in the early 70s, mid 70s, when I was in the same situation where there was lots of strikes and vulnerability across a lot of the Scottish working community, and you never know when you're going to find yourself in those circumstances. And we really see that iwi and the marae and the environment is so vital to be able to connect with those that are really struggling. Kai is such a connector. I think as a society, we've kind of lost our connection with Kai. It normally is, and across the world with Indigenous peoples, it's central to decision-making, central to celebration, central to coming together. And it's been really commoditized, but it's so vital that we really do support those that find themselves in situations. And it can be, most people who live on a week to week to week, it can just be one little thing that tips them over the edge where they have to make a decision. Do I pay for my petrol? Do I pay for my power? Or do I buy kai for me and the family? And that really is, we should not have those situations. But unfortunately, we do. And what we are here to do is support and help those organisations with those families and being able to supply them the food that they actually deserve and need.
Yeah. How can we be better at it?
Oh, big question, Dale. Big question. We are working. We do work pretty closely with the Ministry of Social Development, and I do know that there is a real remit to try and to create more food security. If people who don't have access to good food, it's not that's not it's a reason for something else. So it could be income, it could be mental health, it could be housing that causes them to have that, those situations. So the bigger picture is that hopefully over the next sort of 3 to 5 years, income levels and affordability, the gap will close so that less and less people are relying on food support to live and survive. Businesses are really recognising that. Food businesses that we are working at and really are starting to recognise that there is a major issue and are really stepping up and helping us. And we're going to continue to engage with the food sector. It's no secret, Dale, that New Zealand is a net food producer. We can produce enough food to feed 30, 40 million people. There's enough food in the country. It's just being able to get it to those who need it most, and that's what that's our mission. That's what our drive is, and this sort of survey helps us understand where those needs are. And our next phase is around ensuring a lot of the food is culturally appropriate. It's more nutritious, and the access is more relevant and in a much more kind of manner enhancing manner in terms of how people secure food rather than just the handout. So that's our next phase. That's what we are going to be really working on, and with the help of the community, I'm sure we'll get there.
Look, I know we highlight the difficulties and the realities of those struggling, as we should, but also I guess at times too, Gavin, we should acknowledge that as a community, the fact that people who make up our communities care about others is a testament to what we are as a nation, isn't it? Yes, I know there are haves and have-nots, but there are a lot of people out there who would be willing to contribute if they knew how. And frustrating that, I guess, as you touched on, we waste a lot of the kai that could be going to good service to people who need it.
Absolutely. There is some element of the New Zealander, she'll be all right situation, but when I try and explain to people I engage with that, there is an issue in New Zealand in terms of some of the inequalities and gaps, so. But the community themselves really do step forward. I was just out west last night at the opening of one of our organisations that we deal with out there, and their kind of new warehouse, an expanded warehouse, down in South Auckland. The great organisations, South Auckland Christian Food Bank, BBM, the Papatua Nuku Kokiri Marae, we're going to visit them tomorrow, St Vincent's, Supreme Sikh Society, Salvation Army. There are really, really good organisations from a community perspective that really are doing some pretty hard money to support those that need support. And you're right, it is, not the easiest thing to come forward and say, put up your hand and say, look, I need help. But these organisations are fantastic at knowing their communities and trying to, engage with those that actually do need help and making sure they get it.
Good talking with you, and thanks very much. All the best to you and those at the New Zealand Food Network. I know you're doing your best, and we respect all the kaimahi and all the efforts that are going into this space. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us on Pākehi Waha today, Gavin. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe.